I despise teenagers.
Mom?
What? Good. Shut up.
You okay?
Oh, I'm gonna kill my boss. Gosh, he was so nasty to me today, you know, like it's my fault he can't get into Northwestern.
I know what just might make you feel better.
Me too, but I bet it's a different list than what you got.
Why don't you stack them sandwiches over there on a plate for me? I gotta go to Handy J, get some chips and soda, all kinds of other stuff.
What sandwiches? I see flat meat and I see bread, but I don't see no sandwiches. Oh, boing! Did you want me to make them before sandwiches?
Oh, could you?
Oh, are you kidding? I've been standing behind the counter preparing food for people all day, and I would say right now, there is nothing more I'd rather do than make sandwiches for you, Dan.
Why, then, we're both in heaven. And you know what the beauty part is? Once the guys get here, you'll never have to set foot in this kitchen again tonight.
Why, are you banning me?
Key wrecked.
Well, then I'm going to miss out on all that fascinating conversation you have during these card games. You know, like, are the Cubs going to make it to the Super Bowl, or should I use snow tires or chains?
Mom, you want me to read to you?
Frog and Toad?
Yeah.
Hit it.
I will go to Toad's house, said Frog. I will rake all of the leaves that have fallen on his lawn. Toad will be...
I'll take care of this.
Surprised.
Here, don't tell your father.
Toad looked out of his window. These messy leaves have covered everything, said Toad.
Oh, let me! I'm coming! Oh, hi, Arnie.
Hey, Rosie. Where's the man of the house?
He's in the kitchen reading. Ooh, snazzy shirt.
You want it?
Why, are you going to give it to me? No, cut it up.
No, if you want it, I want you to have it.
No, you keep your shirt on.
You just missed out on your golden opportunity. Hey, Deej.
Hi.
Buddy.
You got to move, honey. We're setting up the table.
Okay, I'll go read my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
There you go. Hey, Rosie, let me ask you something. And be honest with me, because, well, you're always honest with me, but most women are not always honest.
Oh, you mean like most men?
I think men are honest.
That's a lie.
Okay, it's a lie, but most women aren't always that honest either.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, they are. But, hypothetical situation. You got a guy and a gal living together for, let's say, 19 months. Sharing expenses on everything, including storage for a boat they use 5 weeks out of the year.
And Sharon's pushing you to marry her.
And sell the boat.
Well, do you love her?
Do I love her?
Be serious, no jokes.
Yeah, I love her. I love her. Yep.
Then don't marry her.
Why not?
Because you marry her, you'd be happy, and you obviously don't want to be happy, or you would have married her by now.
I'm still a little unclear about this boat thing.
Okay, well, you treat Sharon like you treat your boat, right? Okay, you love your boat, right? You want to be with your boat. You want to keep your boat forever and ever.
Yeah, but someday I'd like to get a bigger one.
Just stay with me on this. Okay? So maybe your boat needs, like, some security, you know? It needs a dock to come home to at night. So maybe it needs a little rope around its cleat so it doesn't just drift away.
So what are you saying? We should split the mooring fees?
I'm saying, if you don't take care of your boat, it's just going to drift away and you're going to lose it forever.
You're right. Thank you.
I'm always right.
How did Dan get to be so lucky?
I don't know, being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Roseanne, you are really a wonderful woman. Buddy!
Yo, Arnie!
Yeah! What's going on?
Hey, Jim, Rosie, how you doing?
Hi, Rosie.
Oh.
Well, I would like to talk to Officer Jackie Harris, please. This is her sister, and it's an emergency.
I'm a dentist. You want to know why your head hurts? It's because your jaw is out of alignment.
Next time you put a finger in my mouth, I'm going to bite it off.
Connor, is Nuss playing?
Ah, Rosie won't let him in the house.
I know some women who won't let him in North America.
Let's play some cards.
Well, before? No. I win back my ante.
Since when do you win?
Since when does he ante?
Please. You can't play with four.
What are you talking about you can't play with four? You
will. Always...
Georgie's number five, first
hey,
ace deals.
All right. G-Man, what's going on?
Hey, well, I ain't discriminating tonight. I'm taking everybody's money. And I ain't sitting next to Payne, man.
What you got in the bag?
Club soda. I promised my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Beer in the fridge?
Yeah.
So Nuss ain't coming, is he?
No. Rosie won't let him in the house.
That's a good choice. What's the buy-in?
20 beans.
Yeah. I guess Andy's going to be an hour late, as usual.
I think that guy's still on New York time. Yeah. Hey, hey, what'd you guys do? Start early? We always start at 7:30. Danny, am I right? Hey, which one of you hot dogs wants to cash a check for me?
Yeah, hey, I'd rather have Andy than Nuss any day. Nuss cheats.
Well, at least he admits it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, five-card draw. Andy up.
Are these sandwiches?
Yeah, they've been sneezed on, but help yourself.
Pass. You see anything, Diane?
I don't know. What is that huge, disgusting brown thing?
A meatloaf.
I don't think you have anything good.
What do you feel like?
I feel like I'm getting a draft. Damn straight.
Mom, we're going to the mall.
Wonderful.
I'm going too.
You are not.
Is too.
You don't own the mall, Becky.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to fall behind you 2 feet the whole night making disgusting noises.
Hey, oh, you guys started already.
Post time was 7 o'clock,
Andy. Come on, Dan. Game starts at 7:30, always does.
Am I right?
No.
All right, all right. Which one of you hot dogs is going to catch a check for me?
Right.
Where's my seat?
Here you go, play these.
Where are you going?
Nowhere, I just want to stand.
I see why.
Night, Dan.
Good night, DJ.
Come on. Oh, DJ, come here. Go like this.
Whoa, I'm trying to reach Officer Jackie Harris. Yeah, this is her sister again. Oh, she did? Great. Thank you. Oh, the smell of testosterone.
Mommy, you come and read to me?
Yeah, I'll be up in a minute.
Okay.
Honey. Honey. Could you do that later? Zach, it's to you.
How much?
50 cents.
We quit looking.
Hey, I'm not looking. I didn't see anything.
I don't care. I can't play with somebody hopping around behind me.
Arnie, are you here to play poker or walk laps?
Okay, you're right. I'll just go flirt with Rosie. Hey, what are you making?
Oh, they're napkin holders for DJ's PTA bazaar.
Mom, I'm ready.
Need some help?
Yeah, here. Cut about 150 of those.
You coming back down?
No, I got a heliport on the roof.
Cool.
No more trees, no more needs, no more work to be done. So in no time, my uncles and aunts, everyone, all kissed me goodbye.
Come on, Mom.
Oh, sorry. All waved me goodbye. They jumped into my cars and drove away under the smoke-smuggered stars. Now all that was left neath the bad-smelling sky was my big empty factory, the Lorax, and I.
Good, that's what he gets.
And you know what you're gonna get?
What?
A great big smooch.
No.
What do you mean, no? I can't kiss you?
No, I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you like Daddy kissed you.
How does Daddy kiss me?
Like this.
Oh, that was a very, very good kiss.
Mom, will you read me some more?
Boy, you boys can just never get enough, can you?
Where the hell have you been? What's going on? I told you I was coming over at 9. Dispatch said you called like 4 times.
I just gotta ask you something.
All right, what's going on?
Okay, what do you think of those guys in there playing poker with Dan?
Which guys?
You don't even let me get a chance
You know
those guys, you know that guy Arnie out there playing poker?
Arnie. Oh,
now, what do you think of him? You think he's an okay guy?
I don't even know him.
Okay, well, he works for the water and power company.
No.
Dan's known him for a long time.
Roseanne,
he's a nice person.
No, you're not fixing me up with Arnie. He's not my type.
Why? Don't you think he's cute?
I don't know. I think he's sweaty.
What do you mean you think he's sweaty?
I think he's sweaty.
Well, all men are sweaty.
Well, I think some men are sweatier than other men.
Well, maybe that's because he's a hard worker.
Wait a second. Isn't he practically living with somebody?
Yeah, he is living with somebody, and I think they're going to get married, too, which is what makes what happened just all the more weirder.
Ooh. What? Tell me.
I can't tell you, Jackie. I can't tell you. Because you've got a great big mouth, and I really need to be discreet.
Roseanne, kiss me.
Now, don't you think that that is just a little...
A little pushy? Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, he's Dan's friend, you know? And, I mean, we were just hanging out because Dan went to the store. We were just talking and everything. We started talking about women. He starts talking about his girlfriend and how he doesn't know anything about women. And then before I know it, he's kissing me.
Now, wait a second. Is he kissing you like kissing you, or was it just like a kiss?
Well, he's kissing me.
Oh.
Well, no. Wait. No. No, it was just a kiss. But it was on my neck, Jackie.
Well, where exactly on the neck was it? I mean, was it just below the ear? Did he just brush your cheek? Or did he actually, like, move the hair and then give it to you there?
No. Here. It was kind of like, okay, stand up. Okay, now put your arms around me. No, wait a second. Okay, you be me. You're over there. Okay.
All right, what'd you do?
Well, I didn't know. I just stood there. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't believe he did that. You
did what? I don't even know what he did.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so, like, we're just standing here, right? And
yeah.
We're talking. Okay, so let's just be talking.
So
how you doing?
Hey,
hi.
Hey,
how you been?
Nice shirt.
Oh, see? I didn't even tell you about that part. Oh, that is eerie. Oh, that is eerie. That's what I said to him when he came in the door.
Said what?
I go, hi, Arnie, I like your shirt.
Well, that explains it. You let him on.
No, come on, Jackie, come on. I gotta tell you. Okay, so I go, nice shirt, Arnie, right? And then he starts, like, taking it off, you know, like he's gonna give it to me.
You're kidding.
No.
How long has Dan known this guy? He comes over, he starts taking his shirt off. That's a little strange.
I told you, so let me show you the rest of it. Okay, now you're standing
there.
All
right, I'm standing here, I'm talking, I'm you.
And you know, okay, so I'm like, okay, now let me ask you something. I'm being him.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something. And then we start talking about women, and I said something real sensitive and meaningful, you know, how you got to treat them like goddesses, you know, like the way that Dan treats me and everything.
So you're lying to him.
Right. So then I'm standing here, and I'm making sandwiches, so just make sandwiches. You're making sandwiches, and I go, well, you know, I say something really nice, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, thank you. Now you be me. You say, well, thank you.
Thank you, Arnie.
Roseanne, he comes up. You are the most incredible woman I've ever met in my life, and I mean that.
Everybody, ante up. Dealer's choice. Let's go.
What's the game?
7 card, high, low, bust your buddy. There'll be a 50-cent buy at the end, and the 7 of diamonds is wild.
What are we, in college?
We went to college.
Yeah, well, I did, and we didn't play crap like this.
What's the difference? You're going to bluff anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy. Mm. Who smashed the back of your Buick?
Skidded into a lamppost last year. Thought I could get away with radios instead of snow tires?
No way. Now with the winters we got around here, you gotta have snow tires.
Right. I use chains.
Chains make the car hum. Mm-hmm.
And they tear up the road. What do I care? I pay taxes.
Now, who didn't add it?
What are you, my accountant?
No, I'm not short enough.
You think maybe I should have slapped him?
No, I think slapping him would have been way too much.
Well, do you think I ought to tell Dan?
I think it was just a kiss.
Well, I don't do the kind of volume that you do, Jackie. This doesn't happen to me every day.
Okay, don't tell Dan. Dan will just get mad and start yelling at Arnie. Arnie will get mad back at Dan, start yelling. They'll both be yelling, waving their fists around and saying stupid macho things back and forth. And then he'll never kiss you again.
Well, you think I should have said something to Arnie? I mean, I'm married. I have 3 children.
But you know what? You're right. I don't like it when a guy thinks he can come up and handle you like a rubber thong in a discount bin. I hate it when a guy kisses me before I've given him that unwritten green light.
What's that all about?
Well, you know, smile, the look. You catch a guy's eye, hold it, and say yes. It's all done with the eyes.
Well, do you think I let him on? I mean, because I was looking at him.
Well, were you looking at him like this? Or were you looking at him like this?
Well, I was kind of looking at him, you know, like this.
Yeah. Well, that's a mixed message.
Who's he calling?
Helen.
Still busy. Unbelievable.
I'm sure she's fine.
When is she due?
Monday.
Mazel tov.
What?
It's like, it's cool.
Oh.
You know, something stays on the phone hour clip, man, like it's nothing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sharon, too.
I think women have an extra vocal cord.
Want to bet?
No, I'm just saying they talk a lot. They like to gossip.
I know. You want to bet?
When I get home tonight, Helen's gonna put down every one of you guys, including your wife.
Well, that's because she'll have been on the phone all night with Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about you and you and especially you.
Yeah.
Yak, 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 yak.
It's like a sport.
Right. And then they try and get us involved. Okay, like last night, Cynthia's trying to tell me about Bobby Erickson and his wife.
That was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
What about Bobby?
They're splitting up. You didn't know that?
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it from Ellen. I mean, Cynthia told her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they've been having trouble for a long time.
That's right.
Bobby and Judy Erickson? Yes. Oh, yeah. 2 months ago, Judy asked me to start sending her bills to a different address.
Mm. Think she's shacking up with some guy?
Mm. Yeah, she's a tramp.
Well, you don't even know her.
What's the difference?
I think she's riding around.
Yeah, well, he still had on his track shoes for a while, too, you know.
I think there was a little equipment trouble.
No way, man. Wait a second, Bobby and I played football together.
Yeah, must have been a real close team.
Bottom line, Bobby's a slut.
Yeah. Let's face it, guys. Just because he runs around doesn't mean that she can run around, too.
You know, Andy, that's a real enlightened view. It's sort of a...
See you later, Rosie.
How'd you do, George?
I broke even. Lost $20, ate 5 sandwiches.
How'd you do, honey?
Great. I won $18.
Well, great. Another 10,000 nights like that, and you're going to have a great year.
Well, I'm out of here. Thanks for the sandwiches.
Hey, Arnie, you need any help with that green monster?
Yeah, I got it. Good night. Good night, Jackie. See you.
Yeah, tell Sharon I said hi.
Okay.
What's he doing kissing Jackie?
Oh, Dan, it was just a kiss. Well, I guess I really know men, huh?
Well, I can see how you might have mistook that.
Yeah. It was just a kiss. What else was I going to do tonight?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you.
You want to bet sometime this year?